Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hello and welcome to Not Without My Sister, live in studio in Fort Wayne, Indiana, where snow has once again fallen, spring and summer are looking further away than ever, the roads are beginning to ice over again. I know this is thrilling. Little housekeeping update is that we're now adding a tip jar level to our Patreon. So if you would like to support the podcast, you know, you love the pod, you want to help us keep the lights on, keep us in business, you can sign up to Patreon for $2 a month just to give us a little bit of support. Let us know that you love the podcast. Another way you can do that is to leave us a 5-star review. We love those. 5-star rating and a little written review. Tell us what you like about the pod. And you can always email us, notwithoutmysis@gmail.com or DM us on Instagram @notwithoutmysister. Beatrice, how are you this morning?
I am so great. Thanks, Rosemary. Was delighted yet again to see the snow flurrying down. I have an interview tomorrow. Was delighted at the prospect of skating along to that interview early in the morning after I've curled my hair, done my makeup, potentially get stranded on the side of the road. Was advised on Friday afternoon that it is, in fact, business professional attire needed.
Friday afternoon.
After 2 months of interviewing, was advised of wardrobe expectations. I mean, I probably should have known it, like, from looking at the website was probably a clue, but I wasn't worrying about it so much. I was kind of going, I'll pick something and wear something. And now all I've done for the last 2 days is agonize over it and not had time to go and get anything. Was planning to do it today. And now it is snowing and I don't no longer feel like it and etc. So lots of, and I'm like, I feel like if I go out and do that, then I need to do some prep for this interview. And if I go out and go look for clothes, I'll end up spending the whole day doing that instead of actually doing the prep that would probably stand to me more. Anyway, so that is a super fun update on things that are concerning me today, Sunday morning.
For business professional, could you wear like slacks and a silk blouse?
Yeah, apparently business professional is the most formal tier of interviewing clothes. So there's business casual, or maybe that's the middle. There's, I don't know, everyday casual, business professional. So they say it should be like black, navy, grey. It's a 2-piece matching suit of some sort. Yeah. So, I mean, you could wear slacks and a jacket, but a blazer, a jacket, a shirt, a blouse, certainly. But like, you're not looking to bring in a ton of colour here. And when I look on the website for the company with which I am interviewing, everybody is wearing shades of black and grey.
What? I mean, you know what? I actually don't understand. What's the logic, do you think, behind So like I used to work in the civil service, right? I mean, used to. I worked in the civil service for a grand total of 6 months, the six proudest months of mom's life when she thought I was going to get the great, great pension. I mean, I probably was getting a great pension for those 6 months. I had flexi time. She's mad for the flexi time. But I also had to wear a suit. And I remember going into Oasis at the time, because that was kind of where you got suits when you didn't have money to buy like tailoring. You know what I mean? Like on the high street, that's where they did kind of, you know, I had one grey pinstripe suit and I think I had either a black or like a, either plain black or plain navy one. But like, aside from the fact that you have a uniform, right? So you wake up in the morning, you know what you're going to wear, and that makes it maybe easier for you to prepare for work in the mornings. What do you think the benefit is for the workplace, for the employer?
Well, I imagine it's similar to wearing a uniform. It just removes all distractions and makes it all about the work, because definitely, and in, and as usual, in most of the places that I've worked in the past, the limitations were mainly on women's wear, on the women's clothing. It was, you know, it was pretty universal, like no jeans. There was like Jeans Friday. Not in all the places I've worked, but in some of the more maybe formal conservative places, right? Blue Jeans Friday, everybody was so excited by it, right? But in the handbook, there was also no flip-flops, no shorts in the summertime, no short skirts. So, I mean, that's all aimed at women, right? And I presume that is...
Well, shorts and flip-flops, I feel like men...
I think in this
probably
instance,
not to work though.
I think in this instance, it was mainly aimed at women because it was also a predominantly female environment, as have a lot of my places been. But I think that it really was in this instance about not distracting the men from their jobs. You know, this, these rules had been in place since, you know, the 80s, the 70s. And I think that that's where a lot of it came from. It's like Mike Pence, watch out. You know, nobody will be distracting you from doing your good job. No ladies at the table in feminine attire. They'll be wearing suitably somber professional business attire.
But it also, in the sense of not distracting people, it doesn't really work because people find a way around it. And I was talking to our friend Josh about this last night, and he used to work on Wall Street, and he was saying in one of the offices he worked in there was a big thing about socks, and there was a big, everyone wore like jazzy socks and people frequently wore mismatched socks, and it was just a whole thing in this particular floor or division of the office that they were like the sock people. He was like, so after I joined, I had to buy all these like different socks, and we'd all wear different socks on different days. And that then becomes like, what socks are you wearing? You know what I mean? Whereas if people just wore what they wanted to wear every day, then you wouldn't really be paying that much attention to like, oh, what top? Although actually I have to say, when I worked in Fields, the jeweler, I worked in on their social media, on their marketing team for a while. And there was a woman in our office who just was immaculately dressed every day. And like, I don't think I ever saw her wearing the same thing twice. And when I say immaculately dressed, she actually looked, I don't mean immaculately dressed the way mom would be like, she was a, had a matching scarf and matching socks and a matching bag. Like this girl,
mom.
This girl every day had something on that like looked like, she looked like she just bought an outfit from a magazine spread. Do you know what I mean? Like part of it was kind of exhausting that I was like, God, it must be hard to be so put together all the time. That's basically what I think. I'm like, that looks like a lot of work. But she looked great. Like she looked cool. And like when kind of, I think it was at the time that like kind of mid-length floral and pleated skirts were very in. And she'd wear that with like a bodysuit tucked in and like a very, like really nice jewelry, like, but cool, you know what I mean? But every single day. And actually, now that I think about it, it probably was distracting, but maybe only to me, because every day she came in and I'd be like, that fucking bitch looks good again. You know what I mean? I found it so annoying.
Well, I'll tell you, I wondered as well with business professional what height heels are appropriate. Like, is it about...
Oh.
You know, and then I'm also like, well, I need to express myself, right? And I do think that clothes are about expressing yourself, but I also need to get a job. So, you know, I do think, like you're saying, there are ways of expressing business casual that is very put together and polished and good looking. Mm-hmm. And having watched LA Law recently, I don't know if you know that I watched it, I was very impressed by the power suits that, and the colours of the power suits. Now, that probably is more fashion than what I, you know, am anticipating wearing tomorrow.
Yes, I know what you mean.
Because they were like bright jeweled green suits, you know, and there were, and we've seen a lot of that in Zara and on the runway over the last kind of 18 months, you know, the matching pantsuit in bright colours, especially pink. We've seen a lot of pink blazers out there in the market. So I have seen a lot of like bright pink pantsuits and, I mean, do we call them pantsuits?
Trouser suits.
Suits. Suits. Well, I mean, because, you know, you could have a skirt suit too.
Oh.
Well, I love a good skirt suit. I personally have a red jacket and a red skirt that I like to wear together. However, I went to a presentation recently and saw somebody wearing a similar red outfit and I thought to myself, maybe that looks a bit aggressive because red is, you know.
I've seen you in that and I haven't thought aggressive. I've definitely thought fashion, but maybe it was what you were wearing it with as well. I think you were wearing it with like a contrasting shirt. Maybe you were wearing red and pink. Were you together?
I think I was wearing another red top underneath. All red. Yeah, and yeah, I think
I liked it.
Well, I think that you can express a lot of style and chic in all solids, which obviously is not, as you know, my wardrobe. I've been working very hard on adding solid pieces to my wardrobe, but they're all desperate. I mean, they're not great.
Oh.
You know, and it's also like I kind of go, oh, that's a fantastic black this or red that or yellow this. But unfortunately, it has to be head to toe one color, right? And
yes.
I think I miss, because I'm like, I have a lovely yellow top and a beautiful red skirt and a wonderful pink jacket, which then is not business professional by any stretch of the imagination.
No, it reminds me of, and I'll share this on our Instagram, the photograph that got taken of me at London Fashion Week. Do you remember that one photograph where I was wearing a skirt suit that I bought
amazing.
In a secondhand shop. It was like a tweed, I think like a jacket and a matching, was it a mini skirt? And my Miu Miu heels and a black and yellow. It was like,
love
it was
that.
Like a tomato red. Are you being sarcastic? It was
no.
Like a tomato red skirt suit with those Miu Miu heels. You know, with the curved heel. I can't remember. They were very big for a while. That looked like they're black suede and they look like they have a crisscross strap, but it's actually satin on mm-hmm. the shoe, like on the
gorgeous.
It was a shootie, a boot, a shoe boot.
I hate that term.
So do I. And I was wearing a black and yellow. That was actually what ruined it, I think.
Sure?
No, I'm not sure at all.
Well, so I did go out and buy something, and that's incorrect. I did sit at my desk and buy something from Nordstrom for the occasion. I bought a pair of pleated pants from Koss, grey, heathered. Dark grey heathered, and I bought a grey ASOS shirt, oversized shirt, like men's shirt. And I was like, I was going to put a jacket too, but I feel like jackets you kind of have to buy them in person or they just don't fit. And then it said will be delivered next Wednesday, which is 2 days after the interview. So that's really annoying. But
that's really annoying.
I am rewatching The X-Files with my son and on season one. And I have to say, Scully just looks great in this all grey suit. I was like, she looks smart. Now, she's also, like, you know, not remotely me, but she looks smart. She looks businessy. She looks cool. I don't think she necessarily looked cool at the time, right? I feel like this is through the lens of now, irony, and also like these shapes are having a comeback.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
So I bought those, and so I'm disappointed, but I'm looking forward to getting them and wearing them, and I think that'll be nice. I do like a good. I was thinking kind of Katharine Hepburn-esque silhouette, you know, pant-wise.
I don't think I have any clue what Katharine Hepburn's pant silhouette looks like.
Well, you know, just like the wide-legged pant, which is, but I never know what shoes to wear with it.
I just keep thinking of, oh, that actually happened to me yesterday. I got this new Co-ord, kind of like, looks like PJs, but kind of satiny, you know, you saw them, the printed trousers
amazing.
And top. And I was going to wear them to dinner last night. And then I just couldn't figure out the shoe. Mm-hmm. I was like, I have a pair of studded, basically like driving loafers from Dunn's. Mm-hmm. They looked stupid. I have these Clarks.
The ones I gifted you.
They looked stupid with the trousers. I really like them. I have these. Don't be so sensitive about your gifts. I love those shoes and I've actually worn them loads. And when I wore them over to Hannah and Justin's, Justin nearly fell off the couch with how amazed he was by how amazing they are.
Oh.
I have my Clarks, you know, the shoes that look a bit like my first shoes. I have these like pink blush. Mm-hmm. I try them. No, none of my runners really works. Then I ended up wearing something completely different. I couldn't figure out what shoes. That's very annoying when that happens.
You don't have a pair of just white runners?
I do, but they're Nike Air Max and they're very chunky. And I just felt like I looked a bit...
Yeah.
Try hard or something. It's almost like I need a pair of white Converse.
You need a pair of tennies. Yeah, that's what you need.
Tennies.
Yeah, little tennis shoes. Like
no, I know. Sorry, did you see the Loewe did basically a pair of Keds that were on the runway yesterday? And I was like, I'm sure these are $700 and they're basically Keds.
I bet you if you get up close, they feel like luxury Keds.
I have to say now, not to slag off our Irish brother, Jonathan W. Anderson, but the Loewe, some of the stuff was stupid looking. The menswear. They had a particular pair of trousers that had like, it looked like what they were going for was the underwear over the trousers, but the underwear was made of like padded, like lagging jacket fabrics. It was this big bubble coming out the front. It was really weird. I'll show you a photograph.
Didn't you just buy a lagging jacket to wear?
I bought a very stylish silver gilet.
What the actual hell is
That's
going on up
Bo
there?
That's Bo and Chance's room. What the fuck are they doing
no,
up there?
It's...
It is, yeah. Or else you have a huge mouse.
Well, listen, here is the colour, though, to solve all fashion dilemmas, all business professional. Every time I see somebody wearing head to toe oyster, like cream, because
oh.
it just says so much about your ability to be pristine.
I was
to be
just about to say, head to toe cream says, I am a person who is in control of my faculties.
Absolutely.
When I pick up soup on a spoon, it goes straight into my mouth.
Yeah.
And that person is not me.
Well, or I don't eat soup.
I should have seen Beatrice. I wore a cream top last night to the Korean barbecue. Within seconds. Literally, I barely even sat. We barely even got our food and it was on my top.
But you, like Mom, have the unerring ability, and it is a skill, it is a unique skill, to actually spill food on yourself before you have even attempted to put it in your own mouth.
That's what happened yesterday.
Like, just to literally hold a spoon and teleport that food onto your top.
Listen, you know what else I'm going to share? The photograph of you in your satin skirt on Thanksgiving. I'm just going to write that down because you cannot talk now.
About that. That was while I was cooking. And that was around my waist area. That was nothing to do with the top now. That wasn't spilling food. That was splashing
food.
Yeah, that was pure chaos. I don't know what happened.
Yeah, that was absolute. It was gas. But like, you are no stranger to having food all over yourself is all I'm saying.
Anyway, I have to say I do tremendously admire women who wear, and it's that quiet luxury look as well. You know, it's cashmere, it's soft satin.
But it's also, I can afford to have these things cleaned.
Oh, 100%.
Like professionally.
But also, like, I clearly, I don't even know, I have time, I have help to steam it, clean it.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. I have somebody running around after me with a steamer, basically.
Absolutely.
But even that, I got sent, now this is not quite luxury necessarily, although it felt very luxurious, I got sent a little co-ord from NYX of their, like, loungewear, a very soft kind of teddy fabric, trousers on top. And I swear to God, they look terrible, who are these people who can keep these things looking good? Because several rounds in the washer and dryer and they've gone very unluxurious.
Well, that's funny you should say that, because my own pair of cream jogging pants that I purchased, I know, yeah, back in the day when I was like, this is really fashionable, from the Frankie shop, is that what it's called?
Oh, yeah.
Right. So, I mean, they were very on trend at the time and I was like, God, I'm going to wear these. I'm going to look amazing. I wore them once outside of the house. Accidentally, now this is actually ridiculous when I think about it, wore them with I also have a big oversized knee length kind of Aran cardigan that I bought, like Aran-esque, you know, real luxury looking. Again, on me, I feel like I came away looking more like the abominable
knee length
snowman.
I'd say you look like an Irish farmer going out to check on the lambs in the middle of the night.
I did look with the lambs around my shoulder. I did look a bit like that. But anyway, I turned up to a group event that we had at work and didn't realize that we were going trekking around a farm, basically, or like a nature preserve. Oh. No, it was ridiculous because, like, I left
cream joggers
smashed in, yeah, like splashed all over in mud and muck. And I felt ridiculous as well because every time I'd like walk down a slippy looking hill, I was like obviously going, oh, my pants, my trousers, you know, instead of just going, oh, embrace the nature.
Yeah, yeah.
I was trying to act like I was embracing the nature, but really inside I was going, my trousers. And anyway, I recently washed them. They've never seen the outside world since. But I wear them at home and I go, oh, this is nice, tucking this t-shirt in. And they look desperate. But they too, recently, they haven't gotten much wear, but they look absolutely wrecked.
You truly have to be rich to keep your clothes looking good. To be able to like get them dry cleaned, steamed, stored in the optimal positions, not put in the dryer and then left in a heap in your basket for 3 days. You know what I mean? That just ruins stuff.
But that's why, I mean, black and grey and navy clothes are the wardrobe.
Because, are so timeless, yeah.
Yeah, because, well, they're not easy. Just timeless. They're easy. They don't show wear and tear as easily. You can spill your
I don't mean timeless. I mean like timeless as in you can have them for 3 years and they still look fine.
Reliable.
You don't notice, you know what I mean? That they've gone through several washes and several, you know what I mean? Like they could be 3 years old and they look the same as they did when they were 6 months old.
But is that true? And sometimes I think to myself, am I kidding myself? Do other people look at my cardigan, my like, what's that? What is it called when you have like a full length cardigan?
A duster?
A duster. Do other people look at my duster and go, there is lint pilling all
over
this?
Knits are different. I'm talking about like knitwear is different, not knits on your head. I'm talking about more like suiting, like tailoring. Even like leggings, you don't really notice. Now you do if they're that brushed cotton, they show wear very badly. But if you've got a pair of like kind of almost shiny, what?
Well, the other looking bad at your thing, own leggings, I'm looking there. At my own black leggings now. I think looking at the dog hair all over them. Now that's a problem, that all these dark clothes attract dog hair and lint very, very bad, obviously.
But this is why I'm convinced that rich people either have basically like a car wash, but it's lint rollers. You know those things that the cars go through? I think you just walk through like a curtain of lint rollers. I
love that.
Or you have a little assistant at the door to go with the lint roller.
Well, apparently in order to fix my duster, I would need to have a razor and be razing off the...
Oh, I have several of those little fabric... And I have an electric one now that I got for the couch.
Are Bring they it good? Over.
The couch one works, but I am kind of suspicious that I'm like, how many times could I run this over the couch before the couch is just bare?
Well, that's what I was actually going to say. It also damages
your the fabric.
Well, I mean, and at the same time going, damages your 5-year-old duster. It is probably 5 years old at this point. Like, and yet, don't want to be throwing things into the landfill.
No.
I have done a lot of darning recently. I have put patches on my children's pants.
Oh, have
pants.
You?
Yeah.
I could actually borrow a needle and thread from you because I have a pair of little leggings that the baby, like, are almost brand new and they're kind of knit, like stretch knit, but they've got a little hole in the crotch. I don't know how. And he only wore them once, so it was just obviously a
it's
manufacturing.
Got a really big crotch, runs in the family. Yeah.
But listen, back to dress codes for a second. Another office I worked in, I remember when I started, they were like, you know, it's casual dress, but not really jeans and t-shirts, right? So I went in on the first day and I was like wearing, I mean, probably trousers and a blouse tucked in or something and a cardigan, you know, like kind of business casual, no jeans and t-shirts, until I looked around and I saw several of the men. Now, this was in our marketing department, so there were guys who worked in IT and there was a guy who worked on the website, all wearing jeans and t-shirts. And I was like, fuck that, I'll be wearing my jeans and t-shirt tomorrow.
And did you?
Yeah.
And did anybody ever say it to you?
No.
So clearly this was more like, we would like you
was,
to come
I
in.
Think it was aspirational. Yeah. But it was like, you know, I think the person who hired me was quite new as well. So they were going, for my department, I would really like us to wear, you know, to look very put together. Whereas I was like, whatever. And actually, I remember that same job a couple of, maybe 2 or 3 weeks after I started, we went to the UK because we had a sister brand over there and I was giving a presentation. And I wore, now, you know me, I wore like my heeled ankle boots. So they were not a high heel. They were chunky, which is actually what I was going to say to you. I think for business professional, I would go for like a chunky court shoe, basically. I would go for like a very kind of 90s office attire. Anyway, I was wearing my chunky ankle boots, which are not particularly high, and I claim that I can walk in them, but you know, like, that's within limits.
Oh, I know.
Anyway, so we get to the airport, we're looking at the thing, we're flying into London Gatwick or something, and I'm never being in charge of anything in the airport ever again, because I looked at the board and I went, oh, it's gate 25A or whatever it was. And we all dutifully went to duty and we got our coffees and we wandered around and we went to our gate. And it was only as we were about 2 minutes from our gate that we realized I was actually reading the wrong thing and that wasn't our flight. Our flight was from a different gate in a different terminal. Sorry. Yeah, in Terminal 2. We were in Terminal 1 in Dublin Airport. And also we'd gone past the gate where it was like no return. So we had to go back out through security and then we had to run. And Beatrice, when I say these boots were not made for running and my back, there was sweat.
Oh.
And like I had to go and do this presentation basically the minute we arrived. So I was like, and we finally made it. And I remember running towards the gate and one of the women who was with us was going, don't close, because they were basically putting over the thing going like flight closed. And she was like, no. And we got on. But as we got there, I was like, I don't want to get on. I just want to go home. I just want to go. I'm in a sweat now. My feet are killing me. I've got blisters and I'm sweating.
And
to go
it was
home.
Your fault.
It was my fault. Yeah. But like at that stage, God. I was like, forget it. Just go home.
Absolutely. Let's just go home.
Disaster.
So for the interview, I have a choice of, in my existing wardrobe, black pants.
Okay.
Black wide leg pants.
Trousers. Okay.
Oh yeah. Black wide leg trousers. Black pencil trousers, like fitted trousers.
Right.
Regular
yeah.
trousers. Red wide leg pants.
No.
Green. Dark
no.
bottle green.
Oh,
wide
maybe.
Leg trousers.
I think I'd go for a slim leg. If, you know, like if we're talking business professional, conservative office, I would go for slim leg trousers.
Well, we'll be going upstairs now after I've drunk a lot of tea, so I'm going to be quite bloated, so we're going to imagine that it's me tomorrow.
I have a nice silk pussy bow blouse in that has a very like muted print on it. It's kind of like a grey lilac that you could borrow. I mean, you don't have to tie the pussy bow either. You can just leave it with the buttons, you know.
Well, take
the pussy bow off.
What about a black leather full length skirt? Pleather.
Is this a no?
Is this a no?
Leather!
I think that looks professional too, no?
In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer.
Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com and get up to 15% off your first purchase as a member with code REBAGNEW. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAGNEW for up to 15% off your first purchase as a member.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
What offices have you worked in before that have had dress codes? Have you had any? I mean, you've worked in fashion, so it's probably just like...
Well, it's usually...
Fashion.
Well, no, the expectation is usually that you will wear the clothes of the brand that you're working for.
Was it like that in Galliano? What could you have worn?
Yeah, I mean, because there were a lot of sample sales and stuff. So you were mainly supposed to show... Well, I mean, in Galliano, you were just supposed to show up looking absolutely inventive every morning, right? So it was exhausting. And at a certain point, I think Julie and I were just like, whatever, put on your t-shirt and your skirt and get out there. But yeah, there was a lot of like sample sales, wearing other designers. But certainly you were supposed to... I mean, and I think it is good form to carry accessories, etc., mm-hmm. from the brand that you're working for. Mm-hmm. I mean, like, if you're not going to wear them, who's going to wear them, right?
Yeah, yeah.
But you can't always afford them. And in some companies, I got a clothing allowance. Like at DVF, I got a clothing allowance. You got a certain amount of wholesale cost, you know, up to, I don't know how much. But they also
yeah,
had sample
certain
sales.
Amount per month or per year or whatever.
Yeah, it just never felt like very much because, like, they're all expensive clothes, yeah. you know. And it was usually sample sales and things like that that you would end up having all your clothes from. And actually have lots of those clothes upstairs now that I look at them and go, I thought I was fat, and they are
tiny,
absolutely minute, like minute.
I mean, honestly, business professional, if you think about it as well, is really rather fat phobic, because tailored clothes are by and large, if you'll excuse the pun, designed for people of a certain small size.
Well, except
designed
for the blazers.
On people of a certain small size.
No, I think
size.
That's why a blazer was invented.
Really?
Because, yeah, I think all the clothes are quite fitted. And then you can throw on a double-breasted blazer and it can just hang off you, in my opinion.
I don't think I've ever bought a double-breasted blazer big enough to hang off me. It's always wadged onto my upper arms.
Oh, I bought a pink one that said, like, oversized blazer. It's upstairs. When I put it on, you
Zara?
No, I can't. I think it was ASOS when I showed it to you upstairs. I mean, I think I sized down even so. I was like, well, I want this just to fit me normally. It's absolutely massive.
Oh, massive. I thought you were going to say it's tiny.
No, I put it on and I was like, I look like I'm wearing somebody's small home.
It's probably going to be tiny on me.
No,
I'll take it off your hands.
Absolutely huge.
I'll take it off your hands.
No, I wear it. I wear it. Sorry.
You just really got my hopes up there for a second.
You can borrow it.
How are you also, are you still bad at returning things when you buy them online?
No, because I have you.
So... That's a yes. That's a yes. I wonder where people buy their suits now, because, I mean, not that everybody was buying their suits in Oasis, but I'm pretty sure Oasis is gone now from Ireland. So I wonder where you buy your suits if you're not buying expensive suits. You know what I mean?
I mean Dunn's. I mean Dunn's.
Marks and Spencer, maybe. I feel Marks like Dunn's. Spencer.
Dunn's clothing has gotten very nice. I thought. I mean, the whole thing is. It's. I was just actually saying to Mom, like, over the last 20 years, the average out the door cost of something has gone significantly up. It looks like, you know, it's much more expensive than it was.
Dunn's
it was,
is.
Yeah, it was much closer to pennies.
Oh, you're right. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like there was still always a distance, but now there's a widening gap. You know.
Yeah, in price. Mm-hmm.
So are we thinking I couldn't wear a patchwork jacket? I don't think I'm fully. I mean, I'm patchwork. In two minds as
what
to kind
of, what. Tell me about this.
No, like patchwork, printed patchwork. No, you know, I'm in two minds. Quilted. I'm in two minds as to like how much business casual I should actually wear, how much of myself I should bring to the interview. You know what I mean?
As little of yourself as possible. No, I think you should go full business professional clothing, and then you and your personality and your hair and your makeup are going to be you. Because there's
my
no getting away from that.
My hair is going to be extremely tamed, and I'm going to be putting.
Going to put it in a bun.
No,
and I'm going. Did to you be, ever wear a bun?
Yeah, and I'm going to be putting brown eyeshadow on the grey hairs that I haven't had touched up. That's what I'm going to be doing.
I thought you were going to say you're going to wear brown eyeshadow. I was like, you're going too far now.
No, that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to do my makeup a la Dana Scully, my new fashion idol. Not like, although I was very impressed by Pat McGrath's makeup for Martin Margiela's catwalk couture show.
Oh, I just saw a thing today where people giving out about her gatekeeping the makeup for it, that she wasn't telling people, like, you know, how she did the makeup. And then somebody else going, she doesn't need to tell you. Like, she's a makeup artist. She's allowed to have secrets if she decides to. But there's also a video from backstage. It's like, you can see what she's doing.
But she also has her own makeup line. She's probably going to be like offering wet, you know, porcelain doll look.
No,
face
because
at some point.
Well, oh yeah, she probably will. But what I saw online was like that they were airbrushing. There was some particular product. It wasn't from her line that they were talking about. They were like, you can see in the video that she's using this product, whatever it was.
Well, no, I just meant like, as a makeup artist, she is probably going to channel this into some kind of.
But right, sorry,
sales
sorry.
Vehicle.
I'm sorry, I got distracted there. You're not going for Pat McGrath at Martin Margiela for your interview.
No, I didn't say that. I said Dana Scully.
Okay, good.
She's an FBI agent from the 1990s. I feel like
that's fine.
Yeah, that's.
That's as conservative as they come.
Right?
Yes.
Right. And she is the conservative one because she's the non-believer.
Well, what I was going to say about Dunn's was, I remember hearing that Dunn's on Fridays, they have casual Friday, but you're not allowed to wear jeans.
Oh.
In the offices in Dunn's, like.
Okay, so here's a question for you. Have you ever met somebody in an office environment or work environment and thought to yourself, this person must be bad at their job based on X? Like, how judgmental are you, and in what way would you be judging somebody in a suit? I'd probably be the opposite direction. I've more judge people, like, I try not to, but I more be like, that's desperately unfashionable.
Oh yeah, listen, there are people in offices that I've gone, what is your one wearing? But it's never occurred to me to go, she must be bad at her job. Or but maybe actually in what is your one wearing, I start to think she's obviously a sap, and then I start to disrespect her. You know what I mean? I don't remember. I can't put my finger on it. But what I will say is the girl in Fields who was immaculately dressed, I definitely was like, I have great respect for her. So even though when people are badly dressed, I don't know that I necessarily think badly of them in terms of their work. When people are incredibly dressed, I probably do think
highly
they're
capable.
Very good, highly capable, like very, very worth respecting. You
extremely
know what I mean?
Capable at preventing stainage.
But there was a guy I worked with in another office actually who used to wear, now this was actually, it wasn't really casual, but I think he got away with it just because he was like, no, I think he was very, very good at his job. He was a web developer and the bosses didn't want to fire him, so like he kind of did what he wanted. So like nobody else was quite as casual as him, and he would wear jeans and like practically ripped t-shirts, but he used to wear jeans and t-shirts and a waistcoat over them in a very like 1990s kind of grunge way. And Beatrice, when I tell you, I've never fancied anyone as much as I fancied him in those waistcoats.
Are you joking?
No.
What?
I just loved him so. He was really nice as well. But like, I just, there was something very like reminded me of like those days when I listened to Stereophonics.
Sorry,
in my
when
room.
Was this? Was this in the 90s?
Yeah. No, it was like 8 years ago, 5 years ago, maybe.
Oh my God. Because I was actually thinking, it's not actually the style really, or the level of professionalism in somebody's wardrobe that makes me think they're capable or not capable. I agree with you that if they are extremely well put together and pristine, etc., that I have a profound admiration. I don't know that I necessarily go, must be amazing at XY job, amazing designer, etc. But when I do see people who are slovenly or unkempt or like actually dirty,
oh,
that's the part, right? Or like if your shirt is half hanging in, not deliberately, That's the part where I go, could have made of an effort. Do you know what I mean? I do think there is an effort that should be made. Even when you're at home working, I like to put on makeup and get dressed and feel better about it. You know, kind of it makes me feel more motivated. But that's totally like, whereas in my own mind.
Yeah, the biggest thing I do when I'm at home working is I make the bed, because my office is in my bedroom and I feel like I can't work with a messy bed, but I don't. Otherwise, I'd be dressed like an absolute
relaxed person. I mean, I never understood during the pandemic the amount of people who were caught literally with their pants down or off, like high, like mega professionals in, like on Zoom calls with the camera on.
Oh my God. But didn't I tell you about this when I was doing the podcast for the Cinemile, Kathy on the Cinemile, who I know like and would be quite friendly with, I did their podcast and it was roasting in my house. I think either the air conditioning wasn't working, it was just so hot, and it's always hot in my room and I have to turn off the fan when I'm podcasting because it's too noisy. So I was wearing a top, like a t-shirt and nothing else, basically knickers and nothing else. And at one stage I had to get up and open the door and I was like, sorry, Kathy. Just had to run across the room.
Oh,
and I think whatever program, we weren't on Zoom, we were on something else, and I didn't know how to turn off the camera, and I was just like, oh, not bothered. Like, I was just like, it's just like being in my swimsuit. But afterwards I was thinking, probably should have tried to figure that out before I ran across the room.
You know that you could also like just put something up in front of the camera. Did that ever occur to you?
Didn't even occur to me for a second.
Absolutely. Oh, and
I even have little cards with a little like clip on them. Anyway, thank you all so much for listening to Not Without My Sister. We'd love to know your interpretation of business professional.
Any dress codes you've had that you queried potentially?
Positive vibes for Beatrice's interview as well.
Thanks, lads.
And also, if you'd like to give us a tip, you can do that on Patreon, patreon.com/notwithoutmysister. And if you'd like to get extra episodes, you can also get those on Patreon for, I think, $5 a month works out at about €4.50. Once again, patreon.com/notwithoutmysister. Thank you all so much for listening. Bye.
Bye.
Not Without My Sister is recorded in studio in Fort Wayne by Don Kirkland, who also wrote our theme tune, and the original illustration is by Lindsay Nielsen.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.